Now, to end off this little bit, it's unusual in a chemical reaction that only one reaction proceeds. It's usually pretty much in a dream. You always get a competing reaction that you're trying to eliminate. So in the case of these substitutions, the competing reactions and eliminations. So you remember the elimination reaction then, we're eliminating a part of our original molecule, and as a result we will change, in this case, the bond order between the central carbon. So we move from a carbon-carbon single bond to a carbon-carbon double bond. The molecule is being reacted with a strong base. This strong base can be something like sodium hydroxide. The hydroxide then is able to remove the hydrogen, and as you can see, that then pushes the two electrons into that central carbon-carbon bond to form a double bond. At that point, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bonds, so this bond must necessarily break, and so X then behaves as a typical leaving group and falls off. So our elimination product then is a alkene. The reaction is proceeding in one step, and we have got a transition state then where we have got the incoming nucleophile, which is extracting the hydrogen, delta minus, the outgoing leaving group, delta minus, and partial double bond in the centre and partial single bond for the rest. Now, normally speaking, I would ask elimination is some small part at the end of the question on nucleophilic substitution. And the emphasis is really on realising that, generally speaking, there will be competing reactions in these ones, and this is a typical competing reaction in nucleophilic substitutions. The particular hydrogen that's extracted in this case is the beta hydrogen. This carbon here, with the leaving group on it, is the alpha hydrogen. Okay, there's the alpha hydrogen there. This is the next door carbon, which is the beta carbon, and so these are the beta hydrogens which are being extracted. So the reaction is not going through and pulling off a hydrogen on the alpha carbon. It's selectively pulling off hydrogens on the beta carbon. So that's a way, if you want to eliminate E2 reactions, you can change the substituents here so that you reduce the chance of carrying out a beta extraction of the hydrogen.